Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 and AM 1410. It's Kinnerath back here with you on this Monday morning. Happy Monday, everyone. Hopefully, everyone's off to a good start. I know over the weekend, it was kind of gloomy and rainy, but hey, it's supposed to be sunny and 70 today. But again, happy Monday, everyone. And you know, one thing here on Good Morning North Platte, we like to talk about what's going on here in North Platte, whether it's organizations, events, anything that's going on here in North Platte or the communities. But we have Cassie Condon joining us here today. We're going to talk about the big idea. We might have people listening, like, the big idea is already coming up. We have a fun announcement we're going to get to in just a minute. But first and foremost, Cassie, good morning, and how are we doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Thank you for having it. It's sunny and 70. I like that.
I know. It's supposed to be 60s and 70s all week. No rain this week, but knock on wood, we don't know if it's going to come. And this last weekend of rain was definitely needed. But a lot more severe than I think a lot of folks, especially in the eastern part of our state.
Yeah, definitely thinking of those in the eastern side of Nebraska. That was unwanted and crazy for them. So
agreed there. But hey, let's kind of dive into it. The fifth year of the big idea. And like I mentioned, people might be listening along. The big idea is already coming up. But before we kind of dive in the announcement, we had the last big idea, you know, this last fall. And I would say overall, a really good event, really good ideas from, you know, the adult side, but also the kid side as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have had a great past 4 years with big ideas. We've seen a lot of fun inventors come out of North Platte. Over the last 4 years, we've seen things like Hyde Park Apparel, game nights, a lot of inventors come out of it, like fire door nightlights. So great things coming out of Big Idea North Platte.
It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. You know, Pat Jacobs and I got the chance to be there, be on the mic. A lot of fun to see what everyone's ideas were. But hey, fifth year, the big idea coming up, and we have a big announcement. Kind of take away what we got coming up for the fifth year.
Yes. Okay. So year five of Big Idea brings changes to our big event. So North Platte Young Professionals acknowledges the unwavering support of our sponsors who make this initiative possible. So we want to recognize that this is a growing event, and recognize that as the years have gone by, it's time for the program to grow and adapt with the community's needs. So as a committee, we felt it was in the community's best interest to adapt our program to what would make it best for our landscape. So in the beginning, we really built a program around what others had done for their big idea framework, and now it's just time to adjust. So our sponsors, our volunteers, our committee, and our community, we have invested a lot of time and to build this program, this pitch competition, into something unique in the state. So we want to recognize that and allow it to grow. So what we are doing is that each finalist who is selected to move forward is going to be required to meet with a business coach one-on-one and review their business plan or model prior to the live event. And we really think that this will help them grow their idea into a true either business invention or business plan or business that will be something that prospers here in North Platte. And these sessions are a huge benefit to our finalists as they prepare for their live speech at our event and move their idea forward.
You know, that's very big, like you mentioned, the idea of talking with the business coach, because some folks walk in, they might have a great idea, but when you talk to that business coach, like, you can be like, hey, let's change X, Y, and Z. That's how we can make this better. Let's improve on this, or this is a great idea. I like the idea of going to talk to a business coach and help them get them feedback and maybe improve their idea as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, it's all meant to help that finalist get prepared for their, not only the live event, but making sure that their plan and their model works for not only North Platte's landscape, but the business landscape and the big world.
Agree 100%. And hey, another thing that sounds like it's going to be coming to change is the judging format.
Yeah, absolutely. So the new judging format for the idea pitch competition at that live night has adapted this year. So as in the years past, all the entries from the past 4 years, the first two rounds were judged on originality and creativity for the 50%, and then feasibility for the 50%. And all of this can be found on our website as well. The third round will be determined by public voting and the judges polling at the live event in October. So the contestants receiving the most votes will still secure that first place. The second place will be by the person receiving the second most votes, and then the third place by the third most votes. So that part still remains the same, but just make sure you look at our website for all those details. But it's still based on that 50% of originality and creativity, and then 50% on feasibility. So it's going to be polled weighted with public voting and then the judges combined.
Cassie Condon joining us here in studio today, the fifth year of The Big Idea. Again, folks, big changes. If you missed any, if you're joining us late here in our conversation, you can also tag along at northplattepost.com on our Kubota podcast as well. So if you missed part of it, we'll have it all uploaded for you as well. Cassie, it's the fifth year. We were talking about growth. Just talk about the growth from year one to where we're at here in year five.
Yeah, we have seen so much community support. We have seen, you know, Eagle Communications, Eagle Radio, and the Schmidt Foundation jump on after year one and hop on with huge prize amounts. You know, this year we're looking at $10,000 for a first prize again, and that's huge. If you look at any of the other big ideas or pitch idea competitions in the state of Nebraska, you're not looking at a $10,000 first prize for a pitch idea competition, you know? So that's huge. We are extremely grateful for that. Second place prize is $5,000. Third place is $2,500 this year. And then Mid Plains Community College is again joining us and demonstrating their commitment to fostering youth and young talent, sponsoring the youth category with college scholarships. And so excited for that again this year, because we are fostering that young talent again in North Platte. So excited for the growth and making sure that we're raising awareness that entrepreneurship is a big part of North Platte and the vitality of our community.
You know, I agree 100%. You know, when we had the chance to be a part of the last one, just seeing what, like, all the finalist ideas and the youth finalists were all just really good ideas. And I'm excited to see what this October is going to bring for the Big Idea North Platte when that comes around. Hey, Cassie, any final thoughts maybe to touch on that we haven't touched up on yet?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that everyone knows, yes, it's open now in April. We are releasing it early. You'll see a lot of the advertising not roll out till probably mid to late summer. However, we are opening the website now so that you can start seeing the rules and regulations and the judging criteria now. That's so that you can start being prepared, start thinking of your idea now and getting prepared. You won't see a lot of the advertising till later on, but it's open now. So if you need to hop on there and see what the questions are like, go for it. So bigideanorthplatte.com. However, it's open, so go check it out.
Folks, get out there, start the idea, get you one to think, get the questions criteria, and be ready for when it comes to submitting, and hopefully move on to the final round. Cassie, thanks for taking the time for joining us today, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.